Welcome to Autism Everyday Shorts, the shortened version of our evidence-based podcast, sweetened with all the facts and information that keeps parenting simple and efficient. We are your hosts, Geeta
and Swati. Welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to talk about my favorite topic, feeding issues and autism.
So how do you know if your child has a feeding issue? Well, many young children can be fussy about what they want and what they don't want. It's usually passed off as just another childhood quirk, and most moms kind of make the child their favorite food and let it pass, right?
Because they'll grow out of it,
They'll grow out of it, yeah. But here is this thing. If your child has ASD, chances are that he might not grow out of it. And reinforcing certain patterns can lead to repertoire narrowing. Simply put, he'd end up eating lesser and lesser foods or narrow his choices like crazy.
That sounds really scary.
Yes.
So if your child exhibits any of the following, number one, if he's rejecting certain textures of food, the second one, rejecting certain colors of food, or the third one, if he is requesting or only eating the same types of food over and over again.
If he has less than 10 different foods that he'll eat, and for the record, idli / dosa from one group.
So that's on two different groups, yeah. Okay? It's pretty much the same
food
group,
right? So you really want to have a broader classification when you answer this question. And if they tend to react aversely by pushing the food away, puking or crying when certain foods are presented.
Well, all these five points indicate that your child will probably need or probably benefit from some intervention, both from a BCBA or a feeding specialist, an occupational therapist, or just about anyone who knows their way around food, right? So we hope this helps. And if you enjoyed this short of Autism Everyday, then be sure to check out our podcast for full-length episodes on all things autism. And also check out our book, A World of Difference, now available on Amazon and Kindle.
Stay safe.